Hey everyone, this is Arnold. Welcome to my end of year 2021 audio log for this year's edition of the 2021 blog post. In opposite to last year where we did a live stream, I wanted to do a audio log recording, just going through the stuff I did this year, so you can just listen to it while you do other stuff and don't have to actually sit in front of your computer and read everything I've written down. And yeah, I just wanted to go through the year month by month real quick, talk a bit about what we've been working on. It was actually quite a busy year for me, mainly because the pandemic still isn't over, and you all know about this issue, especially with my small kid, which is still in daycare. Once daycare is closed because of new COVID cases, basically I and my wife, we have to split our working times, and that means that basically I get like maybe 3 hours a day to work on my stuff. So you know, especially in those months where the daycare was closed, I couldn't get as much done as I actually would have liked to. And yeah, so I'm hoping, especially for next year, that with the increased amount of vaccinations everyone is getting, that those issues hopefully then will be ironed out, and it's just less stressful for everyone involved. So 2021 was actually the year of Card Crawl Adventure, I would say, because mainly I worked on Card Crawl Adventure most of the time, and we actually could focus quite a lot on the game itself, especially in the beginning in January, end of January, beginning of February. We started finally working on the closed playtest for Card Crawl Adventure. I set up a small sign-up page for Android and iOS. And people who were interested could actually join our game. And in the beginning, again, the game was quite rough around the edges, still had a prototype artwork, no real card art or menu art or in-game art or animations or anything like that. And still I wanted to start this kind of early access model really to get people in the game and get early feedback. Especially now, after the year, this was definitely the right move. I think we could improve the game now over a longer period of time quite significantly, and we could like build a really cool and active community, especially on Discord, that helped tremendously to make the game really, really good. There are especially like a handful, like maybe 10 players who almost play every day and gave feedback almost every day. We actually improved quite a lot game design wise. We added content, we added new characters, and Maxer and Oliver also later in the year joined us, and we could like almost replace all placeholder art with work in progress art and final art. And I think we made around 50 updates to the game so far. And I think the game now is in a very good like beta state. And I think, going into the next year, we will definitely just mostly work on polish, on the art side, on the animation side. On the audio side, there's still few work in progress sound effects that we need to improve or replace new stuff. But I think the game itself has like tremendously grown from just the open play test. And I couldn't have done it without the Card Crawl Adventure Discord community that actually was like the main driver of the game this year. So thanks again to all of those players. If you listen to it, you know who I mean, who are like tremendously good also at the game and show me each week how bad I'm at the weekly tavern crawl. Again, if you would like to, if you're listening to this and if you haven't played the game yet and would like to join, you should definitely join. We still have open seats for playtesting, and I'm definitely opening up the game more and more in the next year. And it would be cool if you wanted to check out the game, if you want to join our Discord community, for example, and then you could help giving feedback, and yeah, just help us to improve the game even more. The other thing I want to talk about in March, the annual 7-day roguelike jam was again, and I was lucky that Maxa actually had time to work with me. And we worked on a pretty funny game called Island Knight, which is another Michael Bro inspired game, I would say, that utilizes a game board where the tiles depict which weapons you pick up. It's actually kind of similar to Maze Machina, if you have played that game, meaning you switch the position of your character, and then automatically it's basically choosing from 3 or from 1 to 4 weapon types that you can use based on your position where your character is standing. And the game itself was quite easy to develop, I would say, because most of the design was like cemented early on in the process, and we had a lot of time to actually polish the game. Even Maxer made like a bunch of new characters and new art and background art and everything in only like 1 week, which was kind of cool. So I'll definitely check this game out. I got some requests for this game to be on iOS or again on mobile. I said, yeah, this game is interesting, and I would like maybe to make a free version of the game at some point. But again, I said I had to focus a lot on Card Crawl Adventure this year, so I couldn't really work on anything else. But again, Idle Knight is definitely something you should check out, and you can get the playable browser version on my itch.io page. So definitely check this one out. And then in July, I had some downtime with Card Crawl Adventure because Maxa had some other important projects. I finally decided to switch over my iOS games catalog to free with in-app purchase unlock. I don't know if you saw it, but in August 2020, I already changed Miracle Merchant's version on iOS to free, which was kind of a test. And just in preparation for the revenue numbers, I also looked at how Miracle Merchant did this year, and I was actually kind of surprised that Miracle Merchant was actually the biggest selling game this year for me. And yeah, leading up to the change now for the rest of my catalog, I think that was the right move. And I saw that especially on the download side, we could improve the numbers quite a lot. I got some questions for how I handled the transition, right? Because as a paid player, you played the game, you bought the game, and stuff in the game wasn't locked like after you bought the game. And in iOS, I did it in a specific way where you can like now go to the settings menu, hit the restore button, but the restore process basically asks you if you have been playing the game as a paid version or if you have been downloading the free version. And when you confirm that you've paid for the game before it went free, I'm checking the in-app purchase receipt, or it's the in-app receipt, which actually has the information when you first downloaded the game. Then I can check the version which you first downloaded against the version that the game has now, and if the version that basically was downloaded before the game went free, I unlock the game automatically, and you have basically the same process as if you would restore an in-app purchase. That was definitely a bit tricky to implement. I had some issues there as well, because the JSON files that come from the Apple server tripped me up a bit, but I could fix most of the issues, and now this system is pretty solid. And yeah, going forward, I think that's definitely the right choice. Again, talking about the revenue numbers in a bit, and I think the change from the pay to free, especially on iOS, definitely paid off. And then in August, while Maxa was away, I worked on a new prototype, which I called Creatures. And this prototype is basically a weird mixture between Hearthstone Battlegrounds drafting mode and a city builder or building puzzle that is basically taking place on a hex grid, and it's a bit hard to explain here in the audio, but if you look at the Twitter thread where I documented the development, you can see how I was fascinated by the grid layout and the symmetry of the layout itself. And yeah, again, the game or the prototype definitely turned out pretty interesting. You draft cards from a pool and then you move the creatures on the cards into the hex grid, and each creature has an ability which is activated when you move it onto the game board. There are a few interesting interactions that happen, and then you basically just go for a high score. And I documented again the progress on Twitter, managed to upload a working proof of concept already in end of August, and I think that the prototype itself has a lot of potential, and it's definitely on my list of games I would love to work on further and maybe even make a full game of it, because I think the core gameplay is pretty solid and it would just need a bit more design work to make it really like super interesting game. And then the rest of the year, we actually spent continuing to work on Cartwheel Adventure. Again, Oliver also joined us later in the year and made some amazing music for the game, worked on some really good sound effects. And in the beginning then of December, I finally decided that we actually wanted to soft launch or early access the game also on the store itself. And since, beginning of December in Canada and Australia, you can download the game on both App Store and Google Play. I wanted to open up the game even more so that we can like get new players and just monitor how they play the game, maybe make the first onboarding even better like it is right now. So we do need to work on the tutorial and especially like improve maybe the first play sessions to guide the user better through the game, because the game is quite complex, maybe not as crazy complex as Card Thief was, but still I think a bit more onboarding would be really good for the game. So far, I have to say the game hasn't made any really impact on both of the stores, but I also didn't make any announcement or promotion for it so far. And I think for now, we just mostly look at the analytical data that we get from the new players and again, see where they struggle, and hopefully we will improve the game this way as well. Yeah, and then lastly for the revenue, 2021 was actually quite a good year in terms of revenue. We could improve revenue and especially the download numbers from the free change on iOS. Numbers especially for Miracle Merchant were really stellar. As said, Miracle Merchant was the number one selling game in 2021. It got a big featuring on Google Play and also continued to sell very good on iOS. Especially because I think with the free version and the charming art, a lot of people played the game and actually realized that it's quite cool. And we managed to sell the game quite well. Miracle Merchant made about $36,000 over the year on both stores, followed by Card Crawl with $34,000. Still amazing how Card Crawl, this 6-year-old game, still sells like crazy. And Card Thief on the third spot with $21,000. Additionally, I made a bit of money through the ads, mostly from Card Thief, around $7,000. And one of my main revenue drivers as well still is Google Play's Play Pass. Unfortunately, I'm NDA'd on the revenue numbers, but I can say that Play Pass versions of my games sometimes, not regularly, but in some months, actually outperform the regular store version, which is quite significant. So it's basically doubling my revenue at some point. And if you have an old game or a game that isn't selling too well and that would fit like this subscription model, I would definitely give you the advice to apply to the service and get your game on there, because it's really easy to implement their stuff so that it works with Google Play. You can keep your version of the game. You're really free to do whatever you want with your own version. And I really don't think that there is any downside to it that I can see. And it only made me more money than if I wouldn't use it, right? So, and then in general, I think, going further with especially Card Crawl Adventure, I'm quite confident that I will be able to release games for free, basically, and then sell in-app content in a way. We're going to try that definitely with Card Crawl Adventure, and we will see how we can monetize, for example, the characters that we create for the game, and if we basically sell different things within the game that are not like totally stupid stuff like gacha or in-game currency or whatever, but more like really content-heavy parts of the game that we can like add and improve, and then just sell specific things that actually make the game more fun. Yeah, and then in conclusion, I think overall 2021 was good year, definitely better than last year, I think. I'm especially happy that we could finally improve Card Crawl Adventure and get really like into the development of the game. Again, I've been working on and off with Matthew Dunstan on this game since, I don't know, August 2019, so way too long for such a game. But the game is actually quite big and it has so much content, and especially in the art side, it was like really, really, really a lot of work to get all the new card art in. And again, we're still working on that part, but I'm super happy how the game turned out now. And again, with the community of players that we have on Discord and everybody else that was helping out, I think that was really a great year in terms of development for the game. And I think just for next year, I hope you can continue the focused work on Card Crawl and maybe have a final release date somewhere next year. Obviously, I can't make any promises here. It's still a bit unclear how we go further, but again, as I said, with continued improvement, we maybe just open up the store versions to more countries, and then at some point we just have a final 1.0 release that we will go put live, and then everybody can download the game. So, and as always, always at the end of those posts, I always want to thank everyone supporting me throughout the year. And again, I think I wouldn't be able to continue to work on games if it weren't for the great community that I have. A lot of people sent me messages and emails that they love my games and that they still play games like for 6 years every day at least once, and now and again there's on Twitter there's someone who's like celebrating a new high score in one of my games, and that's so awesome and cool to see. And again, with all this good energy, I think we will have a great 2022, and I'm definitely going to see you around next year. Bye bye.